The way we use land for things like farming and building homes with lawns is responsible for a big chunk of greenhouse gas emissions. Wasting resources from the land, namely food, also has a big impact. As part of a series on what one person can do about climate change, State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt brings you tips for cutting emissions from your food and your yard.
What we eat contributes to the emissions we generate. Plant-based or plant-rich diets have lower impacts on warming than diets heavy on meat and dairy. But what we don't eat also has a big effect.
In fact, if food waste were a country on its own, it would be the third largest emitter globally.
Jackie Sugit works with ReFed, a nonprofit with a goal to end food waste. She says in the United States, 38% of food goes unsold or uneaten.
If we were to look at an average household of four people in the U.S., we're looking at an average of over 1,000 pounds per year of food that goes uneaten. It's an average spend of over $2,500.
Food that ends up in a landfill doesn't break down right away. Cut off from oxygen, it produces methane, which has a much higher warming power than carbon dioxide. But there are things you can do.
So ReFed has what we call the Food Waste Five, which are behaviors that anyone can do really any day within their own homes to be reducing food waste.
One, plan out your meals for the week. Try to use the same ingredients in a couple of meals. Two, store your food properly. Learn to set the right humidity in your crisper drawers to keep produce fresh. Some vegetables stay fresher longer if stored in water, like a flower in a vase. Three, use your freezer. Sugit calls this your food's magic pause button, keeping food usable for much longer than storing in the fridge. Four, learn what best buy dates really mean. These are meant to give an idea of quality, not safety, and are often arbitrary. There are a few exceptions, like for infant formula.
We really recommend people using their five senses to indicate whether or not that food should be eaten. The reality is it's going to smell bad, it's going to taste bad, or it's going to look bad long before it's actually going to make you sick.
And five, bring together what you didn't eat throughout the week and have a leftover night. If you do end up with spoiled food, the next best option is to compost it. If you have a yard, all you need is a small space to put food scraps and yard waste. Over time, it breaks down into rich soil. Rain is pounding the compost pile at the Bridge Eco Village in Harrisburg. Bright orange melon rinds and green lettuce leaves cover one side of the large wooden container. The other side is dark compost, ready to be spread on the gardens. Bridge CEO Gary Gilliam says composting is just one of the lessons they offer to help people be more sustainable and self-sufficient.
We are striving to not just be net zero, but net positive with our water consumption, our energy consumption, and even with our waste.
Research into agriculture emissions shows that gardens can play a role in creating a food system that's more resilient, less wasteful, and better for the climate.
So last year, we were able to produce 5,000 pounds of produce and donate that out to the community.
If you don't have space for a vegetable garden, but still want to grow something, try native plants. You can start as small as a couple of containers on your front stoop or balcony.
So in this part of the meadow, it's hard to see, but we have a lot of native grasses.
Jane Alice started the Bower in Perry County to show people the potential of native plants.
If you have young kids or you have a dog, you're going to need some lawn for them to play in. But do you really use all of it? And you can just sort of trim away at it and take a few feet a year out of that.
Native flowers and trees like black-eyed Susans and redbuds evolved in our area and support native insects, birds, and animals that could be squeezed by the changing climate and habitat. Natives may also have deeper roots, allowing them to take in and store more carbon from the atmosphere and be resilient to droughts and floods. Once established, native plants don't need as much maintenance, cutting down on synthetic fertilizer and pesticide use, and mowing. Gas-powered yard equipment is responsible for about 5% of the country's emissions.
What they say about native plants is that the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, and the third year they leap. All the plants are able to do well on their own without us having to water them or baby them.
Alice says they cut the grasses in their meadow only once a year with an electric mower. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
That story resulted from WITF's community engagement reporting. You can find more tips and information at State Impact Pennsylvania's website and on WITF's Instagram.